Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Yesterday, survivors of the Highland Park 4th of July shooting, massacre, whatever you want to call it. It's horrific. They marched on the Capitol. They took their message to Congress. Tammy Duckworth spoke at their rally. They were also joined by people from Uvalde, Texas. And on the phone is Congressman Brad Schneider from the 10th District. Understand you might have to cast a vote here pretty quick, right?
Yeah, I'll just step out and vote and come back in so we have time. I'll just be quiet for a few seconds in between votes.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. You met with the group March 4th. These people, they assembled very quickly and made it to D.C. very quickly. How did your conversation go with them?
Well, it was very emotional, as you can imagine. As you noted, this group came together very quickly. But I think it came together so quickly because of how they were directly impacted with what happened in Highland Park. I don't think, every community in this country celebrates 4th of July, Independence Day. They know what the parade is like. They know what the family's gathering, how they were feeling, only to have that shattered when a lone gunman fired off 83 bullets. And what you heard from the folks with March 4th were people saying, enough. We can't let this continue to happen in our country and our communities, whether it's the mass shootings or the daily violence we're seeing in the news. We need to stand up and say something. And that's what they did.
They're very focused, and they want to focus on one thing, and that is a federal ban on assault weapons. Did they speak to you about that, and where do you stand on that?
They did, and I've supported Van before the shootings. In fact, we introduced legislation a year ago, March of 2021, that would reinstate the assault weapons ban. It is clear these are weapons of war. They are intended to kill as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, with deadly destructive force. That's what we saw happen in a Highland Park shooting, but it's also what you saw in Uvalde, in Buffalo, and so many other previous shootings. These are weapons that belong on the battlefield. They do not belong in our communities, on our streets, at our parades.
But, Congressman, they didn't need to convince you. They need to convince Republican members of the House, and I would imagine they probably tried to enlist your help in doing that. Do you have any hope in changing minds when it comes to this issue?
I always have hope that if you engage people and you meet them where they are, you can bring them where you think they need to be. Yesterday, as an example, I spoke in the Democratic caucus in the morning explaining why it was so important. I expressed my experience at the parade and what I was hearing from my constituents, and I expressed the need to have an assault weapons ban. I spoke at the March 4th rally later that morning, and I spoke on the House several times yesterday about the need to do something to reduce gun violence in our country. And we're going to keep working on it. I hope we can pass an assault weapons ban in the House in the near future. I've said it's going to be another battle. And with that, let me go cast the vote, and yep. I'll be back with you in 30 seconds.
Okay, go cast a vote. It's very interesting that we've got him while he's right there.
Just like voting in the primary, run into the booth, fill in your oval, and you're all done. Get your sticker and come back out and talk.
I love that he's taking care of what he's there to do and still has a moment to chat with us as well. Did he say he was at the parade? He was not at the parade, was he?
He may well have been. I mean, he lives in, I think he lives in Highland Park or Deerfield, right on the border of the two towns. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if he was in the parade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you vote yes or no, Congressman?
On this one, I voted yes.
Congressman Brad Schneider is with us. He represents the 10th District. You mentioned the parade, but you were not at the parade on July 4th, were you?
I was at the parade. I had just arrived. I do five parades on the 4th of July. Vernon Hills, Highland Park, Deerfield, Glencoe, Norfolk. This is a tradition going back more than 10 years now. We had finished the Vernon Hills parade. I just arrived at the Highland Park. I was one block north parade. Goes east to west on Central. I was driving west to east on Elm to meet my team who had gathered at the starting point. And I was talking to my team leader when she said, "Jots have been fired. Don't stop." And my folks left the site and got to safety. And I made my way away from there.
Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering joined us today on the air, and I asked her if it's going to be different this time, because we know we see how this plays out, and it seems like there's been no real change. Do you think there is a chance for change this time?
I do. And I talked to, as I was talking to some of the families from Highland Park yesterday, I shared, well, I was first elected in 2012. I was at orientation for new members when one of my new colleagues, Elizabeth Anthony, from Connecticut, looked at her phone and said, oh my goodness, there's been a shooting in my district. There looks like injuries. Well, that was the Sandy Hook shooting. And what started in the morning with a shooting story, we all know today, was the murder of 26 students and teachers. We thought then we were going to make progress. I was sworn into Congress January 2013. I met with the families from Sandy Hook, heard their stories, and thought, this time we might be able to do something. Within 5 months, the NRA was able to block that.
But Congressman, right, so Sandy Hook, all of these first graders killed, Uvalde, all of these 19 students there, I mean, torn apart by these bullets. Now there's the shooting in Highland Park. If dead first graders aren't going to make people change, I mean, realistically, what? I understand your optimism, but come on. I mean, what are your chances here?
Well, so that's what I was going to say. So after Buffalo this year, so jump ahead a decade, after Buffalo, the House passed the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act. You had one guy, he drove 300 miles to terrorize the community. After Uvalde, the House and the Senate passed the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, with which President Biden signed into law last month. So we have seen step forward, and I don't want to overstate it. It wasn't everything we need, but I don't want to undersell it either. It was a significant step forward, and any steps forward is progress. What we see after Highland Park, and we've seen it in all of these shootings, is that the weapon of choice for these individuals who want to kill as many people as possible are military-style assault weapons, AR-15-type guns. And they belong in the battlefield. They don't belong in our streets. And I think we're building momentum. And I don't know if it's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. It may be a longer fight. But as I've said to the folks I represent, we're in this fight. And we are going to make sure we do everything we can to keep our community safe, our kids safe at their schools, families safe at Independence Day parades.
Congressman Brad Schneider, thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for checking in with us.
He reps the 10th District. Steve has your 4:30 newscast coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.